Werenski did not beg Columbus. He put the whole city on notice, and I am living for it.
Oh boy.
Norris winner. 81 points. 26 minutes a night. Then he kills a Dallas deal and dares them to raise the standard.
Werenski leverage. Guerrero's knee to the face headache in Toronto, and Cignetti canceling fare then demanding Notre Dame pay rent. Let's go.
Start with Zach. Primary assist on the gold medal winner in Milano, and Columbus nearly ships him to Dallas for Thomas Harley because an exit meeting got read like a hostage note.
The rumors were real.
Waddell admitted he explored it. Fair. But Werenski never demanded out, never leaked.
And still needed August 13th to clean a mess that did not start with him.
Exactly. He said a lot of the stuff he was learning for the first time reading it. Misconstrued. Definitely wasn't from him. That is a franchise player holding the real leverage.
I hear you, but exploring a move for your Norris guy is not nothing. That is a franchise flashing the panic button in July.
He used the no movement clause.
Which means the leverage only exists because the paper already protected him.
Come on. Columbus had a deal lined up with the Stars around July 1st. He killed it. Then the joint "we are aligned" language drops, and half the fan base still wants to freestyle about his heart.
Scoffs, aligned language is PR oxygen.
No.
It is. Every front office prays for that wording when the internet is on fire. Does not prove the roster is suddenly a contender.
He said he wants to win, and he wants to do that in Columbus. Don and he are completely aligned. That is not a soft recommitment tour.
Says who?
Says the guy who just vetoed a landing spot and put the hoodie back on.
I get the gut read. I do. But if your bar for loyalty is simply not forcing a trade you already had the right to block, the bar is on the floor.
That is cold.
That is specific. The excuses are dead either way. He challenged them to raise the standard, which implies the standard was the problem.
And that is exactly why the market...
Wait, what?
Why the market kept floating Dallas like he was already packed. Fans got cooked by the rumor mill and refused to admit it.
Fine. He stayed. Now Columbus actually has to be worth the stay.
That is the whole point.
Moving on before you write him a poem.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. took a knee to the face, staggered home with the tying run, and Toronto's window took the real hit.
The Blue Jays still won 3-1.
Secondary. George Lombard Jr. tried to leap over a sliding Guerrero at third after the throw across the diamond was not scooped. Left knee, flush, left side of the head. Helmet gone. Dazed the second he crossed.
Schneider called it a bit of a headache.
Exhales. Then full concussion testing. We'll see how he wakes up. That is not toughness theater. That is a warning shot.
I hear you, but one collision does not erase a six-time All-Star cornerstone by itself.
It exposes a power season already leaking and a wildcard race that cannot survive another disappearance from their face.
Disappearance is doing a lot of work there.
Is it?
Yes. He finished the play. Scored. Looked bad after. Precautionary is the correct word until tomorrow's tests actually say otherwise.
Schneider caught in the minors. He has lived the fog. When he gets careful, I get careful.
That's fair. Still, if you are already calling the window cracked because of one Friday night knee, you are looking for the crack.
I watched it. He needed a trainer to walk him off before the seventh. Franchise faces do not get to shrug that into a maintenance day.
Nobody shrugged. They ran the protocol.
And the race still cannot afford the slow version of this.
Dumb smart question time. Why does a knee to the head on a slide at third even happen if the throw is handled clean?
Because the scoop fails, the runner is already committing, and suddenly a rookie is leaping over a sliding all-star instead of taking a firm base. Chaos finds the cornerstone.
Laughs, clean answer. Annoying.
Thank you.
I will grant the stakes. I will not grant the eulogy.
Not a eulogy. A flare.
Fine. Curveball. Kurt Cignetti.
Brother canceled the fair deal first.
Indiana asked out of the 2030-31 series so Notre Dame could resume with USC. Business.
Then he gets on TV and says Notre Dame ought to come to Bloomington twice and Indiana will go there once because the Irish are not in a conference.
He is 27-2 with a national title in 2 seasons. Leverage talks.
No. Leverage you earn on the field does not let you rewrite a 1-1 series you already walked away from under the old coaches.
I hear you, but independents do not pay conference taxes the same way. He is naming the tax.
That is a victory lap dressed up as principal.
Scoffs or a coach who knows South Bend still prints money on the slate.
Then keep the home and home you had. Do not cancel, stack cupcakes, then lecture a blue blood about crawling to your place twice.
Champions rewrite terms all the time.
Not after they exit. That is manufactured muscle.
Disagree. Historic turnarounds by historic asks does not mean Notre Dame has to say yes.
Finally.
Ledger time. We both ate dirt yesterday.
I gave you BOS over Pitt and watched it finish BOS 4, Pitt 8. Brutal.
I took NYY over TR and got NYY 1, TR 3. Dead wrong.
Size, so I dropped to 11-6.
I fall to 8-9. You still lead and somehow we both missed.
My excuse. Pittsburgh's bats woke up and mine did not. One excuse. Done.
No gloat fuel for either of us. Gross.
New pick. Give me MIL over LAD.
Give me PHI over MN.
Tomorrow we sort the mess and check whether Toronto's headache became a problem. That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow. Bring your takes.